Our Lord ranks first because he is the servant of all, that is, he gave his life that all of us may have eternal life. And so, as we begin to prepare for the season of Lent, we reflect upon that mystery. For our Lord, in today's gospel, after coming down from the mountain, immediately begins to tell the disciples of his impending death. He does this right after working a series of miracles in order to instill in the minds and hearts of the apostle that he gives up his life, not because he is forced to, but because he chooses to. And so he begins to explain to them that most profound act of love that will ever transpire on this earth, that the Son of God became man, took flesh in order to sacrifice that flesh for the salvation of mankind. And during the season of Lent, we prepare earnestly to reflect upon this mystery. All our prayers and our penances are done so in order that we may come to understand more deeply and more profoundly the mystery of Christ's sacrifice on Calvary. And most especially, we do so with that intended purpose of celebrating his resurrection. For we know if we too conform ourselves to Christ crucified, we will rise with him on the last day. And that is what our Lord promises the disciples in the Gospels, and that is what he promises all those who are willing to take up their cross and follow him daily. And so we begin to reflect upon this as we prepare for the season of Lent and eventually for Holy Week and the celebrating of that great mystery of our faith, the resurrection of the Son of God from the dead, so that we may all rise with him on the final day. And so let us strive earnestly to take up our cross each and every day in order to follow the Lord, in order to understand and enter into more and more profoundly each and every moment of our life that mystery of our confirmation to Jesus Christ. Our Lord tells the apostles very clearly that he gives up his life willingly, and so our Lord gives us the opportunity to do the same thing. We can either live our lives according to the dictates of the world, pursuing worldly pleasures, or we can give up our lives willingly too, handing them over to the Savior of the world, who has nothing to give us but our eternal salvation. And so let us strive each and every day to place ourselves in the hands of the Savior by placing ourselves in the hands of his mother, so that she may continue to give us and to communicate to each generation the Christ that she has to give, so that all mankind may work out their salvation in that fearing trembling spoken of by St. Paul, so that all of us truly become conformed to Christ crucified, so that all of us may rise with him and enjoy the vision of the Blessed Trinity for all eternity in that kingdom that cannot be wrested from us.